This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:42. That was New Order with Dreams Never End. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're joined now by Sean Tannis of the News Desk for Keep in View. And today, what we're keeping in view is maybe putting our children to work, because an LA-based e-commerce platform called Mighty is actually allowing children to operate their own online stores and earn some money. And reports are saying that this has actually turned into a form of modern extra co-curricular activity, or even a tuition class of sorts for kids. Sean, tell us more.
Yeah, basically this started when the co-founder of Mighty, his name is Ben Goldrich, he was working in Costa Rica. So he was worried about his two daughters who were going to this small school which only had six students. So he was, he was worried because he didn't want them to fall behind other children in the US. So he encouraged them to basically sell items like bracelets, which they were making. It's like DIY lah. Then they sell it online. So he thought that this would help them with learning maths. And he even taught them about startup capital and how to come up with a business plan and all these things. And eventually more and more friends became interested in the project, and the e-commerce platform was formed eventually after all these people joined. And it has now accumulated about 3,000 kids on board. And they are all like below the age of 14, who are referred to as CEOs, and they get to choose the products to be sold, the colors of the storefront, as well as manage the communications and the marketing of their business. So for now, just to make it easier for the kids in terms of production, they sell things like customized hats, tote bags, and stickers that has been made by the company's manufacturing partner, Printful. And they also have items made by global artists, so the children will get a percentage of those sales. But Mighty does have plans to let these smaller entrepreneurs sell their own items, including offering services like lawn care, dog walking, and all these things.
So I guess it's not that different from like a 21st century lemonade stand idea, mm-hmm. right? And these children do get to put into practice the things that they learn at school. But I imagine that it would be a challenge to keep the children consistently interested, perhaps?
Well, yes, because the company also admitted that some of the kids see it more like a weekend activity. Because you see, not a lot of people like business, even the adults. And you know,
how dare you say that on a business station?
Dealing with money and like, you know, having to keep stock and inventory and all this stuff, right? So, but quite a lot of them have stuck with their storefronts. Many of them are also very active on the platform's online community. So this is where these young CEOs encourage each other. And, you know, they even trade sales tips, how to grow their business and what are they doing to, you know, like, it's like a real motivational thing going on there. I checked it out earlier. And then there's also like clearly a lot of interest to grow the platform even more, because the company has received $6.5 million in seed funding to expand the business. So, but you know, like obviously some people have questions about this project, because you know, running a business is not always fun. There are a lot of ups and downs, and it's something that parents might not want their kids to experience at such a young age, all this pressure and all that, right? But the founders say that there are important lessons to be learned even through failure, and if it does get overwhelming, it's easy to sort of stop the process. So I was checking out the site and I saw like, it's really interesting. So they really call themselves CEOs, all these kids, and they have names for their store. So I one store that caught my attention was Avery's Spoil Your Grandkids. Her store name is Spoil Your Grandkids. And she said, like, oh, I started this because my daddy is an entrepreneur and I want to grow up and be like him. With the money I make, I'm planning to buy a horse. And then I was looking through the items that she was selling. Quite interesting, hats, mugs, and I kind of like the Play-Doh ice cream set that she was selling. So maybe I'll buy it for my niece and try to experiment myself, because I always wanted a Play-Doh's ice cream set. So this is my opportunity.
So not just spoiling grandkids, spoiling yourself as well.
Spoiling nieces, maybe just spoiling myself. to say one thing, though. I don't know if you guys agree. There is nothing more dangerous back in the day when we could go for bazaars and stuff. You know, when you walk into a market and the stall has a child manning it.
Oh, my God.
It's over. Absolutely. It's like, oh, that weird bracelet. Yes, you made it. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. 50 ringgit, Ken. And then before you know it, it's over. And so I think it's like, aside from the fact that it's great to teach kids business and math and all that stuff, I mean, having children front the business is just good business sense.
Totally. Like, imagine children replying to your emails and, like, you know, you have issues with your product and all that.
And then they'll sign off as CEO.
CEO. And then, yeah, I think, right, I'm going to propose this to the Morning Run team to interview one of these CEOs for our breakfast.
My God,
show.
On the grill, is it?
Yes.
You see what I mean? How susceptible we all are to the charm of children. It's a dangerous game.
For World Children's Day.
Yes. Yes. And in the meantime, you're just going to get Play-Doh. So,
yes.
We've been talking today about, well, the platform itself is called Mighty, but it opens up this larger question, I guess, about teaching kids, right? How to engage with things like business and entrepreneurship. Is this something that you teach your children, or do you remember doing it when you were a kid, right? Like doing chores for pocket money or starting your own business? Let us know.
Nobody paid me anything.
Okay, yeah.
It's like a canteen day thing. I think canteen day is the closest I came to managing
Except
a business.
Canteen day, the money went to the school.
Yeah, that's true.
But we learned the lesson, guys. That's what the school would tell us. We learned the lesson. So tell us, I mean, how do you think is the right way, I suppose, to introduce business and entrepreneurship to children? Do you remember having it introduced to you when you were a kid, canteen day or otherwise? You can call us, 7733-2900. WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.